My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. Okay, here we go. For the past year and a half, I've been talking with a client, meeting with the town on their behalf, working on designs, and have all the needed permits. A few days ago, the trees were all dropped by an arborist, and I cut up and hauled them off. The excavator started today. Most equipment used for excavating is big. Not only is it big, but it takes a lot of room to swing the boom. More room than this 40 by 40 foot lot really allows. We've known all along that it's a one-shot deal for the excavator. The house is being built on a shallow, frost-protected foundation, basically an insulated slab. We'll talk more about that in the weeks to come. Right now, we're concerned with stumping the lot, stripping the vegetation, infilling, and leveling. There's over 6 feet of elevation change on the lot. Between the elevation change and the fact that it was wooded just a few days ago, it's not until leveling begins that we realize the lot's not square. It's diamond shape. Now, diamonds may be a girl's best friend, but when you're tucking a house in on a tiny lot and are struggling with maintaining setbacks, this news was no gift. We needed to skew the house on the lot to make it work. Panic gave way to, okay, this is our one option and it's fine. Stakes were placed in the new corners. Using those stakes, we're able to locate the water entry point. The lot has town water and sewer. 4-inch plastic pipe is used to create a sleeve that the 1-inch town line runs through. It's trenched down 5 feet, comes up where we want it. We stake its location below grade where it protrudes beyond the foundation. When the time comes to connect to town water, a trench is dug from the town water line connection point to the end of the 4-inch plastic pipe sleeve. Water line is pushed through the sleeve into the house, and the other end is connected to the town's line with a shutoff in the street. Inside the house, the line runs to a water meter with shutoff valves. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.